Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Before I go on any further, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners on this land we are broadcasting from. I'd also like to pay my respects to our elders and also our elders of more recent arrival. And a big shout out to everybody from around the continent who is joining us via the National Indigenous Radio Service NIRS, if you're joining us via our app, 98.9FM, for the best country, which you can download for free from your app store, so please do so. Or if you're tuning in via our website, 98.9FM.com.au, via our website, this program is podcasted, so please check out our website as well. You can also stream us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Those platforms joining us and those platforms beaming us into your communities around the continent. And as always, it is great to have your company. I saw, I think it was last week or the week before, with everything happening in Palestine, there have been some union workers in Italy and also maybe in the UK have been boycotting to pack and send different arms, you know, that is going to Israel as well. Are we sort of, you know, is that sort of what is happening here with the disrupt land forces?
We're in the early stages of that. You know, that Italian movement's got a long history, and they've already banned sales. The dock workers there have already stopped sales to Saudi Arabia, stopped shipments to Saudi Arabia in the last year as well. And we know, of course, the Pope, who resides there in that sort of Italian region, he's called over and over to stop the arms trade. And so I think their movement is probably a fair bit ahead of us, but they are also being slammed. We've heard from people in Sardinia who are resisting Rheinmetall that they're being slammed for their actions. But I think we're not quite at that stage, but certainly we are looking for a diversity of people to find things that they can do wherever they are. And I think today one thing that's really struck me is that if you know an engineer, you really need to talk to them about what they're doing and what their ethical system is, because this movement is made up of middle-aged men and young men who are engineers, older men who are managers, and you know, this is. They've got no ethical perspective whatever. They don't have any ethical screen. It's all about their career and their profits for their companies and their own success and their mastery of what they're doing. And I really don't think it's about defence. It's really these other very strange justifications of our society. It's sort of horrifying, really.
Mm. So you're there for a couple of more days.
We're asking people to come down.
Awesome. So where do people come down?
We're up there at Musgrave Park. We've got a base there, and then we've also if you come down to the corner of Glenelg and Merivale Street during the day, or in the park there, you'll find us either. Especially at the time, it's good to come down early when they're coming in. This time around 8:30, 9 o'clock is a good time. A lot of people coming in, and it'd be great to have more people just to organise ourselves to tell people they're not welcome in this neighbourhood. I live in this neighbourhood. I live a kilometre away from where they are now doing a massive arms dealers and organising. They're organising this industry. And
so who's in there? You mentioned arms dealers, but who are they? You know, obviously there's representatives from Australia and different parts of the world.
Yeah, so it's everyone from the Queensland government is the major sponsor, and then the army is another major sponsor. So they have people from the Queensland government and from the army. Then you have the very big corporations. They all have quite big stalls and they're displaying big equipment. And then it trickles down to the smallest of, you know, somebody who might be selling kit bags, or somebody selling goggles, or somebody selling doorknobs. You know, so we've got a type of steel or spanner, you know, a type of equipment. You know, and a lot of them will say, well, I'm just selling this metal grill, you know, that you can use in an engine.
Mm.
But every piece counts because they've decentralized the industry so much that it's easy for people to say, well, it's not me. You know, it's somebody else doing the killing. But actually what we know is this goes straight back to First Nations people resisting their land, democracy movements such as Myanmar, people in Colombia sort of resisting the sort of oppression of their governments who are getting shot with rubber bullets. You know, these are the sort of things that are the reality of the industry. They get used on us, on us who are community and human rights defenders.
Yeah. And just for anybody tuning in and listening as well, if you want to check them out, you can either go to Facebook or even to their website, which is disruptlandforces.org.
Disruptlandforces.org on Facebook, Instagram. We've got a great website. And so if you're anywhere across the country, I know you've got a national audience, but if you're anywhere across the country, you know, tomorrow we've got an action in Cairns and, you know, where Talis is, we might have actions in Melbourne, though they're in lockdown, so probably not. But these companies are all across the country. Every city is doing it the same way. Some cities, Adelaide's way ahead, actually. So we just need to get people out. We need to work together, build that solidarity and that intersectionality and, you know, work in solidarity with each other and we can disrupt. We'll disrupt this year, but next time we'll disrupt more. Come on down. It's fun. We'll look after you. We've got food. We've got water. We've got people who'll care about you. And it's a good place to make contact with new people and find new things.
Definitely. So the next couple of days, you will be just sort of staying there or like, because I know the last couple of days you've been sort of doing like a bit of a tour around to these different companies, or is the next couple of days just sort of staying solid?
We'll be looking, you know, they've got some things on. There's a lot of people in there. I reckon there's a lot of people poured in this morning. So they have like different things on. They've got a dinner. So we'll have a dinner of death to match their corporate dinner. Mm-hmm. They've got a smooge fest. So we'll try and do what we can. They've got a program of things. We've got a program of disruption, and we find that if once you join us, your mind kicks in. You might be sitting at home thinking, oh, well, what can I do? But once you come down, you can join hands with somebody or connect up and your mind will kick in and you'll start off, we've got some things you can do and you can join in.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Margie. We'll definitely be getting some more updates from you guys over the next couple of days. I know after this song break, we're going to be chatting with a West Papuan brother about sort of, you know, I guess get more of a personal account of how this affects not just individuals but sort of community members back home as well. We're going to head to a quick song break and we'll be back after that. We're going to head to Uncle Kev Carmody with Thou Shall Not Steal. You're listening to Let's Talk here on Murray Country on 98.9 FM.
1788 down Sydney Cove, the first boat people land, and they said, sorry boys, our gain's your loss, we're gonna steal your land. And if you break out your British law, for sure you're gonna hang, or work your life like our convicts, with the chain on your neck and hand. Told us, whoa, black woman, that shall not steal. Said, hey, yeah, black man, that shall not steal. We're gonna civilize black barbaric life. Teach you how to kneel. That your history couldn't hide genocide. The hypocrisy to us was real. Why your Jesus said, supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, our land thou shalt not steal. Whoa, yeah, our land you better heed. Well, your science and technology, hey, you can make a nuclear bomb. Development has increased its size 3 million megatons. And if you think that's progress, I suggest your reasoning is unsound. Or you should have found out long ago, you best keep it in the ground. And they taught us, oh, black woman, thou shalt not steal. Said, hey, yeah, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize your black barbaric lives, and we teach you how to kneel. But your history couldn't hide the genocide. Why your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, white man, thou shalt not steal. Whoa, yeah, Raleigh. not steal. We're gonna civilize you black barbaric lives, and we teach you how to kneel. But your history couldn't hide the genocide, the hypocrisy that was real. Oh yeah, Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, this white man thou shalt not steal. Well, you talk of conservation, keep forests pristine green. But in 200 years, your materialism has stripped the forest clean. And a racist's a contradiction that's understood by none. Mostly their left hand holds a Bible, right hand holds a gun. And they taught us, whoa, black woman, thou shalt not steal. Say, hey, gonna civilize you black barbaric lies, and we teach you how to kneel. But your history couldn't hide the genocide, the hypocrisy that was real. Oh, your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, white man, thou shalt not steal.
Is here to stay. With telehealth, you can still join your medical appointments from the comfort of your own home, either over the phone or via video call. All you need is an internet-enabled device, like a smartphone or laptop. You can ask your clinic for help. Telehealth saves you time, as you don't need to bring the whole family to the clinic, arrange transport, or wait in the waiting room. You just need to find a quiet and safe space to have your appointment. To find out if your next appointment can be done via telehealth, ask the receptionist the next time you book an appointment. To find your nearest clinic, visit www.ruih.org.au/find-a-clinic.
A message from the Institute of Urban Indigenous Health.
Station sponsor.
This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
If you are just tuning in to Let's Talk, my first guest, Margaret, and we've been chatting about land forces or disrupt land forces. Land forces is a conference down at the Convention Center. That's for the next 2 days. It's a 3-day an event where it's the International Indonesian and Asia Pacific Arms Conference or Festival, whatever you want to call it. And we're having a chat about how these arms dealers exploit our land, I guess, and exploit our people with the military weapons that they do have as well. If you are just chatting, as I mentioned, I was chatting with Maggie just before Margie. Sorry, we're coming up right now. I'm going to have a chat to a West Papuan brother who's made the trip up with us. As well. Good morning, brother. How you going?
Good morning. Good morning, boy. How you going?
Good, brother. Good. Before we go any further, could you tell us your name and your mob, please, brother?
Oh, yes. Thank you. First of all, for BB, I'm from Serui, Hambaye, Northern Ireland, West Papua. And I would like to pay respect for First Nation people who led us as Papuan people to amplify our struggle and welcome us on this land.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother. So we were just, before the song break, I was chatting before, and we were sort of having a chat about the arms industry and what's happening over the next couple of days. And, you know, we were chatting about sort of what is happening in West Papua as well. As a Papuan, you know, what is sort of going down on the ground? Or actually, first, could you tell us a bit about your story, you know, as a West Papuan and living here in Australia? Were you born here in Australia, or did you come over?
Yeah, I'm lucky enough. I came over by the boat, and I started as a human rights activist in West Papua because knowing that, there's so much massacres after massacres, and there's no emergency relief program provided by the Indonesian, especially for those villages in a place called Wamena and Biak and Duga at the moment, where kids, it's very hard for them to go to school and financially supported and low medical facilities. And that's a conscious call for me and my humanity to do a degree in community development. So I start to work together with a local NGO back home and start to support the emergency school, emergency relief program, and that's how it started. And later on, the scholarship that I'll get from Indonesian government has been stopped because they're knowing that I've been doing such a advocacy work for Free West Papua movement. And yeah, that's how I end up here, and still supporting, the group back home, like West Papua Students Alliance, and also we have Make West Papua Safe at the moment, working together with Wedge Peace and working together with West Papua Churches Councils, who have the report and the data of how many murders and killings made by the Indonesian military back home. And personally, to live in this country away from my family, away from my people, and knowing that the reality of we're only, I would say, less than 200 West Papuans here in Australia, bigger, greater Australia. And we are minority, and we're not like Papua New Guinea. We're already independent and sovereign country and can travel everywhere. And displacement is such a hard thing for someone can, comprehend the pain. And after seeing, knowing that in Australia, the information are really quick, internet and everything are available for people. So we can see everything that Indonesians have done to West Papua, for example, last week there was a bombing up in Duga, and then a week before there was another killings of villages in Intanjaya. We can know this information straight away, while it's very hard if you are at home, because even the Indonesian telecommunication ministry, they declare that there is this disturbance of the fiber optic cable, the communication cable to West Papua. So we're going to return the signal and connections and everything just at the early June, which is this month. And so there's no internet at the moment. So for me, it's a fastest move. Like they don't want any information to be out, while they keep sending military from a place called Banjarmasin in Kalimantan, and in Jaffa, in Semarang, in Jaffa, and any other military, Indonesian military bases that close to West Papua. They just keep deploying 500, 400, all the highly specialized trained soldiers that have been used for counterterrorism. They even deployed them to West Papua after the security affairs minister in Indonesia declare that Free West Papua movement are the terrorist movement. And then as an impact, it's not only targeting the Liberation Army, and it's also targeting the community organization, the emergency relief organization that not even related to the Liberation Movement. They just exist there to support the democracy, to support the community that need help in West Papua. So it's terrible. It's really terrible what the Indonesia tactics at the moment towards the Free West Papua Liberation Movement. So, yeah.
You've been in prison for the last couple of days, brother, and you've been going around to sort of different factories, sort of visiting these different places that make ammunition or these drones. You know, Thursday last week, I believe it was, when you arrived, they were just, you know, they were bringing in tanks and you know, a bunch of you stopped it for quite a while as well. You know, what's it, you know, how are you feeling about the last couple of days sort of being up here and, you know, sort of seeing, you know, what is being brought in and essentially sort of what has been, you know, used, you know, in your country and other parts around the world?
Yeah, like my nature response towards this is I feel sad, and also I'm sad that the bigger, wider Australian people and community, the everyday Australians, need to know this. Through wage peace and other peace movement, we already found out that it's a taxpayers-funded Australian, everyday Australian, working-class Australian that have blessed in their hand as well, because some of the tax money been used to funding such a company like Rand Metal that make that tank, the Autonomous Warrior tank, and also company like Noya, and also we have Thales, who's selling the Bushmaster artillery mobile to Indonesia that has been used in West Papua. And for me, it's a conscious call and humanity call for everybody, for all Australian, everyday Australian. And also, I would love to see the union movement. It's everyday people that are buying this marketing trick of this bigger weapons manufacturer to work with them, you know, for the good, for the employability, for economy. But we know the economy means murder, and it costs a lot of, you know, bodies in West Papua, in Colombia, that are having repressive military, and then we have Palestine that, you know, that It's a conscious call for everybody that for the comfort of this life has caused a lot of deaths from other in the other part of the globe. So yeah, for me it's sad, and it's we can do it. It's a conscious call for us, and we can do it because we're the one who work in the manufacturer assembly company. And we're the one who work in manufacturer. There are also MUA, you know, or aviation union that need to question yourself, like, hey, where this gun's gonna go to? Are they gonna kill people? It's such a big question for someone to realize. If this container ship leaving this port, are they gonna use these guns and weapons to kill people? Yes, obviously yes. And we've already seen and know enough that this weapon has a 100% succeed in meaning that, yeah, they already diminished a village, they already destroy a city, and we've seen the bodies, we've seen everything, and it's enough.
Brother, thanks for coming on the show this morning. I do want to get you back on the show before you leave and go back home to have a chat about more in depth about what is happening in West Papua and to sort of update our mob here and around the country of what's happening. So thanks for coming on this morning, brother, and you know, hope the rest of the day goes well.
Yes, thank you so much, Bob, for having me.
All good, brother. You have a good one. I'll chat soon. If I was just tuning in, I was just chatting with Poro, West Papuan brother, from down south, up here for Disrupt Land Forces. Going to head to a quick song, and then after that, going to get our main number one guest on the program, who's joining us live in the studio, which is Kevin Buzzcott, to have a chat about what is happening in his country and, you know, you never know where Unc is. He pops up here, there, and everywhere. But stay tuned, because coming up right now is Birds and Fred Leone here on Let's Talk.
Someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murderer without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence, when the moon at its highest, and my soul is defiant. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Standing on the shoreline, hook man coming. Mother wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride. Hey, hey. Standing on the shoreline, hook man coming. Mother wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride. Hey, hey.
Yeah, they say that they came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Stand on the shoreline, come bring.
Spirum with Let's Talk.
That was Birds featuring Fred Leone. The boys, the cousins, they are. I do not know how to pronounce the name of that song. I do apologize. Do you know how to pronounce it? No? Okay. All good. It is a really good song. It actually was charting really, really well the end of last year and also the beginning of this year. I want to come out. I do apologize for not... Yeah, I just don't want to butcher... the name of that song. But what I wanted to do really quickly before I have a chat to Uncle Kev is just give a shout out to anybody in and around Brizzy that would like to come in to the rally and the protest and be a part of it. And like just be a part of filming because I'm hearing stories of police being a bit heavy-handed down there as well. And heavy-handed, I guess, is, you know, as light as I could say it. With how they're treating people down there. Like we do know sometimes how they, or most of the times how they treat people, especially at rallies as well, very heavy-handed as well. So if there, anybody wants to come down and do some filming, because yeah, there are reports of police being antagonistic and also being very heavy-handed. You know, people, you know, returning with no teeth or and bleeding mouth and stuff as well. So this is a call out to anybody who wants to come down. Head down. I might head down a little bit later today, do some recording as well for tomorrow or for later this week. But coming up now, I'm having a chat with Uncle Kevin Buzzscott. Good morning, Uncle Kev. How you going?
Yeah, good, yeah.
But just before I go any further, Uncle, your mob in your country, please.
I'm Kevin Buzzscott from Arabina land, Arabina country. Lake is the main big central place, I guess, yeah.
Thanks, Anunk. Didn't know you was in town until I saw your photo on Facebook around the fire in Musgrave Park.
Snuck in.
Sneaking in, eh? Yeah. How's the last couple of days been for you, Anunk? You been around Brisbane?
Yeah, I wasn't meant to get here. I come up for the chasing the sun. Mm. Too cold back home, so I thought I'd go up here for a trip.
Mm.
While I had a couple of weeks, got a couple of weeks up my sleeve. So anyhow, I heard about this show that's happening here, and I thought I'd better get up there because we're right into it.
Mm. And I guess one of a movement that's very, very close to you is the West Papuan movement. Yeah. Some people may be familiar. Back in 2014, yourself and many West Papuans led the Freedom Flotilla to West Papuarung. There's a couple of West Papua mob here that could make it before the lockdown happened in Victoria. So you're reconnecting with some of the mob and you're talking about what's happening there.
I'm glad you brought that up because we need to do another big freedom flotilla to free West Papua and all the people. We're all partly responsible for what's happening up there. Because the Australian government and they're in bed with Indonesia and all this arms, trades and deals are going on, big money. I believe there's some of our money, the black dollars also is getting used by the government. It's not getting down to us where we can't have our programs because they've taken so much back. And so Australia needs to really fully support West Papua and do another big freedom flotilla. And I keep saying, you free West Papua and you free yourself. We're not free. Don't think we're free here in this country because these people have got us locked down completely.
Mm. No, definitely, Uncle. Of course, you know, and we should, you know, research a bit more about what is happening in West Papua and why we should support them as well, because it is, you know, it is very sad what is happening up there, and they are our closest sort of neighbours. They're close to us than what New Zealand is to us as well, and so, you know, we should really check out what is happening there. I know in South Australia, aren't there some, I know there's a doco being made by Rocky, who we had on the program a couple of months ago, talking about the rocket launch sites.
We got all that. We got all that stuff over there. And even the latest thing is we're making the submarines. South Australia is making all the submarines.
Well, South Australia has this big history of sort of militarized weaponry as well with Woomera and
the rocket launch.
Maralinga. Maralinga, yes, Kessie,
atom bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And all the uranium mines. We supply. These wars probably couldn't go ahead without our sacred country being destroyed from the uranium that leaves where it leaves the ground, and the water and other country sacred sites that's desecrated. And the uranium, once it leaves its natural environment, it goes through to all these bombs, atom bombs, missiles, depleted weapons, all these guns, everything. So we're really responsible. It's like we're saying, hey, we're killing those brothers and sisters. But it's the government, and we can't get through to the government. We need a big action. We need legal action. We need human rights wherever they are, come forward. We haven't seen them around much. And we all got a right to life. Same with the West Papuans and everybody else in the world.
There's been a lot happening on the international side. Well, it never stops. Yeah. But I guess because of the use of social media, it sort of highlighted what's happening in West Papua, what's happening in Palestine and other parts of the world as well. You know, and it's a good time, you know, for, you know, and this is me personally, I think it's a good time for Aboriginal people, especially young black fellas, to sort of educate ourselves on what is happening and rise up as well.
We got to rise. We have the key. We got the country with the key. We got the. We just got to make that one or two big move, and we got bring this government down, dissolve this government. They can't run us. They can't run this land anymore. They got jails. They got policemen. You mentioned it early part. They're killing us. They're threatening all sorts of people, and we're the real deal here in this country. You know, we got the authority. We're the landlord. We own this country, not them. They're the foreign people. When the foreign law, get them out of here. Let's move. Get up, stand up.
No, definitely, Unc, for sure. And just for anybody tuning in as well, please, you know, head down, head into here. Musgrave Park is sort of the base for Disrupt Land Forces, where they're having breakfast and having speeches and talks, and then they're heading down to the convention center, which is, you know, not even 100 meters away. It's a really good spot where they're at, so definitely please come down there as well, and also come to film as well, because, you know, I feel things are only just going to heat up, and the coppers, you know, maybe a bit, will be a bit more heavy-handed as well. So we need more people down there filming what is happening as well. Kev, just before you wrap up the show, any final words you want to say?
Nah, it's good to be up here. And I think this could be my last run. I'm sure I've got a lot of things back home that's stacking up. And we just got to stand up and take, you know, we got our responsibility and obligation to look after this old country and look after ourselves. And let's make Australia black again.
On that note, I think we'll wrap up the show. Let's make Australia black again. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM. If you've enjoyed the program, you can catch the repeat at 7 p.m. tonight on 98.9 FM. Or you can go to our website, 98.9fm.com.au, and follow the links to the podcast. This will be up a little bit later on in the day. And as always, it is a privilege. You've been listening to Let's Talk on Murray Country, 98.9 FM.
Mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Goodness through the ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain?
for more.